switch minors in music, but, yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, good luck to you.
Good luck.
Thanks. Okay, at this time, we have a CAC report from Mr. Horowitz.
I just wanted to give you a brief update as to where we are with our project. As you know, we are sending out we send out surveys to both parents. First, we sent out surveys to the parents, asking them about how aware they were of educational opportunities at the high school. When did they find out about it? The educational opportunities could be like AP and college credit plus. Credit, flex credit. And this week on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we are going to be taking a survey of the students. We're going to be set up in the rotunda with the assistance of Pete during lunch hour. And the students will be able to come up to the Chromebooks and take the survey there. We should have it all. A nice all compiled, probably won't be able to really dig into the data until mid to late April. But we are hoping that there's going to be a good response. When the students are taking the survey, there's always going to be one of our members is going to be there. I talked with Dana Bale. I've got to stop watching CNN. she said that there might be somebody from the counseling office who can assist there. Some of the questions did come from the counseling office to the survey. They asked us to include some of their questions, which we did. Let's just move it right along.
Good. Okay, thank you.
Any questions?
Survey, I'm sorry. Survey to students is voluntary?
We can't, it's going to be kind of, the way it was made mandatory, the survey for everybody is actually voluntary. Uh-huh. It's really not so much of a scientific survey. We're not looking for pinpoint accuracy. We're just looking for more how well were certain things communicated, for instance, to students when parents were forward to the student center at the high school.
You mentioned that some folks will be there from CAC as well to
encourage. We can't let the students just run amok. Some Chromebooks.
Thank you.
Are you enticing them with cookies or candy?
Okay. Yeah, we bought a big bag of candy from Sam's Club. The little Tootsie Rolls, sure, and stuff like that.
That'll work.
Yeah.
Now, who did the other? I know I saw something in an email for the survey. So that's just going out. Is it just high school parents at this point?
Yeah, parents of high school students.
Okay.
Yeah. The two surveys are basically asking the same questions. It's mm-hmm. just geared towards a different audience. That's
okay.
All. So it's it's kind of like the flip side. Mm-hmm. When did you hear about it? When did you hear about it from students? So that it's basically the same questions.
That'll be really good information.
Yeah.
And I know, just so we have so many people in the audience, just so everybody's aware, the Citizens Advisory Committee is always looking for members, and their work has really, really helped the board as a whole make decisions really for years and years. And it's been a part of our district longer than I've been here, and I've been here since 2001. So I think it goes back to the 90s and has been very helpful in helping us set policy. So
yeah,
thank you for everything you do.
A couple years ago, we did a project on the configuration of elementary schools, mm-hmm. and lo and behold, we're having an elementary school. And by the way, we are losing, for the high school students here, we are losing our senior. She said she wants to graduate. So we do want to have high school students as members because they're able to give a unique perspective, an up close perspective of know, the education here at Westlake. And I don't know, don't quote me on this, but I'm going to see if you can get service hours credit for that. I'll double check, so don't quote me on that yet.
Maybe try to get a few of them tomorrow. Set up a little sign or something.
There you go.
Students needed.
They could take the survey a second time.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you.
Okay, we have superintendent.
Sure. I want to start off just touching on a few recent items around the district. Dollars for Scholars, I see Mary over there, and the evening of St. Patrick's Day, the Dollars and Scholars event. At this event, our staff competes with Westlake High School seniors in a basketball game. It is a really fun event. It also includes a silent auction and raffle. Proceeds go to the PTA's scholarship fund. I would like to thank the PTA for organizing the event, staff and students for playing in the game, and our community for coming out and supporting our students. It was a really fun night, and the staff did win, I will say, but it was a very, very close game, so that was fun. Another item that was a new experience for me was Bassett School does a wax museum, and if you haven't seen that, they have second graders will research a figure, historical figure, and then they would have a board set up like you would traditionally see, and then they're dressed up like that person. So then there'll be a dot on the floor, and when you walk by them, you step on the dot, and then they come to life and then give you and speak as if they're that person. And it's a really neat idea. I was able to go over there, and it was a lot of fun. For those of you who haven't experienced it, you really need to check it out next year. It's you know, great job to the teachers who organized it for them, the students that were involved, and the parents that came and supported it. Another really nice thing. And with Emily here again, the Green and White Review was another, I know it was the 32nd year of that, but it was my first time attending it. And I just found myself, like, what I'd said the most to my wife was, wow. You know, when you see, you know, a very, very talented student, and then you're like, wow, that was great, wonder where it's gonna go from here, and then you see another one, and then you see another one, and you see another one. And the kids from elementary school to high school just blew you away. Not only was it talent, but it was fun. You know, even ending act one with the drum line, yes, they were talented, but there were also a group of kids really enjoying being a part of the school, and it was really fun to watch. So congratulations to everybody involved in that. Couple business items that I'm going to touch on that they're not on the agenda, but they're connected to each other, and I would like to just give an update on land exchange with the city. We have all documents have been moved back and forth, and edits have flown back and forth, and not too much, but these documents are either pretty close or done. You know, we haven't heard back about any other type of changes. Could be some tweaks, but the documents are sound. If there's a special meeting of council to approve, I would recommend that we pull together and support that action. But if not, and if they just put on their regular meeting on April 6th, then we can just use our work session on April 10th and support that. Connected to that, you may have noticed that there are some trees being cleared on Center Ridge at this point. And as we work through the details of this, we did receive permission from the city to take down some trees that are going to be necessary to come down for the foundation of the school. The reason we really wanted to get on this is, if you're not familiar in this area, if you are going to do anything with trees, you have to do it before April 1st. And then after, there's a window that's open after, from April 1st through November 1st, it's a season for endangered bats. So if you do get an endangered bat who comes in and stays in that area, then you're not taking anything down until November 1st. And we have a timeline of August 1st, we want to break down, October 1st, we want to get to work on foundational work. And if we have to wait until November because, you know, a bat did choose to nest in some trees we were looking to take down, that would be a significant setback for our project. So we are grateful that as we close this deal, The city was good with us to be able to move forward with that. For the community, I will say that we do not take any tree clearing lightly. We are going to, keep nearly 70% of the trees. I think it's like 66% of the trees. We figured out everything with it to make sure that we are keeping a lot of the trees that are there will remain. But we do need, obviously, a little bit more width when it comes to putting the property on and also staging areas for construction. And we also need parking lots. We realized we need those at a school too. So we are being very mindful and trying not to take down more than we need to take down. And the other part I will share, as you would understand, the tree companies are very, very busy, you know, trying to beat this deadline of the April 1st deadline. So they are running all over the place doing that. The trees are going to come down, but they will be removed later. But Dave Kosovar has worked with the tree company as well as recreation to make sure they're not going to be in the way of any type of soccer fields or anything. But if you drive by and say, boy, they just took the trees down and left them there, well, they are going to come back and take them, we promise you. We just weren't able to do it in the quick timeline. So those are the business items I wanted to touch on, and the rest I will discuss as we go through our agenda. I can take any questions from the board if you have them.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, Treasurer's Report.
Thank you. I'll take my time here to go over my resolutions, if that's acceptable. I've got five resolutions before the board tonight. I just want to go through each of them quickly and answer any questions that you may have. The first one is a resolution to do a pilot agreement, a payment in lieu of taxes with Sturbridge Square Apartments. If you recall, in December, we did this with, I believe, three or four other properties where there's contesting of values going on.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Mrs. Hazenall just walked in.
I'm so sorry.
I don't mean to interrupt.
No,
we just wanted to.
I'm so sorry.
That's all right. And she is the person when Emily was presenting who organized all the Shakespeare activities that we have. So if we, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Hopkins, but to take it just a moment.
We've been doing this competition for I've been doing this for 16 years, and this is the first time that we have a student. We've come very close, but it's the first time we have a student. She's going to represent Westlake in New York. And then from here, whoever wins the competition in New York, Emily will go to GM. I don't know, I think it's either in London for a week, she gets to study at Oxford, or it's this year, I don't know, they've changed it a little bit. But either way, it'll be either in Staten, Virginia, but it'll be a wonderful week-long course that she'll be able to take. And I'm so proud of Emily, she's so wonderful, and this whole group. And the little plug, their play, is this Friday.
We get there.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the one thing I want to throw in.
But they do it all on their own, and I know, Mr. Kraft, you can attest for that, the fact that I know your boys were involved in it years ago, and it's all student-run, it's student-directed, and it's Shakespeare's not easy, you know, but they do it with ease, and they make it look easy, so thanks for honoring her, and I'm sorry.
That's all right, and I want to just mention that early on, at the beginning of this school year, one of the first phone calls and emails I received was from Mrs. Hazenall to come in and talk to me all about this Shakespeare program.
I'm sorry.
And I think, but what was so great is, and we want to thank you, and actually Emily thanked you as well, for all the work you've put in, because this program is built by the efforts, and I know you wrote a grant with Martha Holden Jennings and all the different type of things that you did to make this happen. And we have students directly benefiting from your work, so we just want to thank you as well.
Absolutely, thank you.
I apologize, Mr. Hopkins.
No apology necessary. Although I can't say I know Shakespeare very well, I will say it's more interesting than most of the financial stuff we'll go through. So, you know, you'd probably rather talk about that for a while. All right, but we have the pilot agreement with Sturbridge Square Apartments. In December, we approved several others. This is when a property owner or the district is filing a complaint regarding valuation of the property. Instead of going through the long drawn-out process, which becomes very expensive with legal fees, we come to an agreement at a set price that holds the district harmless or as close to as possible as if we would have gotten the higher adjustment. So this one came in a little late as we were going back and forth with the attorney. We've actually already received both payments, the first two payments of the three from them. I just don't want to deposit it until the board approves it expressly. The second one is a resolution to approve new financial and payroll software. First and foremost, let's talk about the costs involved, and then we'll talk about the need. The cost involved is approximately $40,000 for an implementation in the first year. And then each year after that, it would be an additional cost of roughly $20,000. And those are some large numbers that we're talking about that I don't take lightly. But the need that we have for our financial and payroll software is we're currently using two pieces of software, one called the Uniform School Accounting System. The other one is the Uniform School Payroll System. And those two systems are used by most districts across the state of Ohio, but they were both developed in the 1970s and 80s. In fact, when you log into our USAS, I believe the latest copyright was 1986. It runs on Unix Alpha systems, all text-based. It's really something that has lagged behind very, very much so. I've been in school districts for 15 years now. When I started in here, they promised that they were going to update the software, 15 years ago, and they said they were 2 to 3 years away. They're still about 2 to 3 years away from updating the software to something new. So we would not be the first district by any means to go down this route. Several very large districts, including Columbus City, Akron City, Berea City, have all switched over to the software that I'm recommending to the board called Tyler Munis. Tyler Munis is an updated software. It's a modern interface. Would work very similar to what you may use for financial software like Quicken or QuickBooks, where it allows us with a graphical user interface, allows much more integration. Additionally, it provides expanded opportunities for software that we would have to buy separately for the software that we currently use USAS. Which allows employee kiosk being able to go in and check their own paychecks or update their own information. Check printing software is printed directly to laser printers, not the old dot matrix printers, all without additional fees. Additionally, there's some other features that would allow us for better reporting and transparency. So I'm a firm believer in viewing the software and demoing the software and speaking to other treasurers who have moved to this software. I want you to understand I don't take the cost lightly, but it's certainly something we need to do to move beyond the 1980s for the computer software that we use. Moving on, I do have an advance funds of, so you understand what CCPTC is, College Credit Plus Teacher Certification. It allows us to offset the cost for some of our teachers to take some additional classes so that they can be certified for College Credit Plus, ideally where we can teach it on site in the high school instead of having students go off site to universities in the area. The fourth resolution is adjusting appropriations. Again, we've been doing this monthly as we're moving money around. No major change in the amount of money for the overall appropriations, but we are moving it between line items. And then finally, I have a resolution which comes from the county regarding our taxes. With the approval of the bond issue in November, we updated our tax budget. Our Schedule A with the county to reflect the new bond issue. We're now updating the Schedule A again. This is for effective January 1st, 2018. So this will be for the next collection year. And this is, you're seeing a drop in the overall taxes, where specifically the bond issue is going down by 0.3 mil because of the library Porter Library capital improvement bonds that were sold are falling off the tax duplicate at the end of this calendar year. So those will be paid in full in December of 2017 here, and therefore we have no need to collect it going into 2018. So those are the resolutions that I have before you. Any questions?
I have one.
Certainly.
Just as it relates to the payroll, you made reference, to the fact that we do a lot of OED checks, or that provides the opportunity to do the print checks. Do we print a lot of checks?
The printing is we do far more printing on our budgetary system, not on payroll. Payroll, we do print some paper checks still for our contracts allow that, but the vast majority of our employees choose the direct deposit option. But for our budgetary side, our financial side, we do not utilize any type of electronic payment software, so the vast majority of our vendors are paid directly via check.
I know payroll, it seems like more and more people are going paperless or direct deposit to follow that.
Yeah, direct deposit, we're 90 plus percent direct deposit. It does. But this would be more for our budgetary side where we're printing the majority of our checks.
I have a question for you, and I apologize. We just switched over to board docs, which is, we're getting out of the 1980s too, I guess. So we're working through a few bugs. And I noticed on your proposals, there's not the exhibit 1-AC, whatever, and I've been searching everywhere for them. So how sure. do you want me to just so A, B, C, D?
It would be. So in this case, it would be treasurer's recommendations are labeled number 4. So it would be in the case where I'll ask the board to approve grouping 4A through 4D together, and then I'd like to do 4E separate, which is the tax rate resolution.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Sure.
I panicked there for a minute. I didn't see those exhibit numbers.
No worries.
Okay. So continue on then with your...
So if we can move into the resolutions, if there's no other questions regarding the resolutions, I would like to group the treasurer's recommendations number 4, letter A through D for the first vote.
Okay, is there a motion to approve resolutions 4, A through D?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion.
I just want to say thank you for, there was a public meeting last week. The Finance Committee got together. We spent just about 2 hours discussing these issues, and we always appreciate the detail that you add to those meetings and open it up to the public as well.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, roll call.
Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries. And then if we could look at number 4, letter E, the resolution accepting the amounts and rates as determined by the Budget Commission and authorizing the necessary tax levies and certifying them to the county fiscal officer.
Okay, is there a motion to approve resolution 4E?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Winter?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, sounds good. First item that I have is resolution to approve gifts and contributions. I will read them separately to acknowledge those who are contributing to the Westlake schools. We have Brad Clark, who is donating $300 to the Dover Intermediate School Student Council to benefit the Milestones Autism Resources. We have Happy Pet Veterinary Hospital donating $300 to the Youth Lacrosse Program to offset expenses. We have Highland donating $1,000 to Westlake High School to use for student enrichment activities. We have Judy, I'm gonna maybe mispronounce this, Judy Shee, donated $15 to Westlake High School to be used for student enrichment activities. The Spyglass Group LLC donated $500 to the Youth Lacrosse Program to offset expenses. Wells Fargo Educational Matching Gifts Program donated $100 to the Frank Sarna Memorial Scholarship Fund. And Westlake Music Boosters, let me see if I can pronounce this, donated one Werrell baritone and one Larry Lee oboe to the band program at Dover Intermediate School. The donation will provide students with costly instruments that are too expensive to rent.
All right.
Do you want to vote on that one separately?
Yes. Okay, is there a motion to approve resolution 5A?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call, please.
Kraft?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
And Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.